This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Now that the UK is out of the European Union, there is a whole slew of EU rules and regulations that the Brits are thinking about getting out from under. For one thing, being in the EU meant that the UK had to go metric, meters and kilometers and kilograms, right? And get rid of imperial measurements, feet and inches, pounds and ounces, pints and gallons. Being out of the EU has the British government talking about going imperial again. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been measuring the mood in the city of Shrewsbury, home, as it happens, to one of the UK's best-known metric skeptics.
74-year-old Tony Bennett is a self-confessed saboteur. Over the decades, he's launched many daring raids across the UK after loading up his car with a small armoury.
We need a screwdriver to get some of them off. Hammer comes in handy occasionally for bashing a few things. And a pair of pliers is sometimes necessary as well to...
Bennett and his friends have waged a long campaign against metric road signs, dismantling and replacing or amending them to show miles instead of kilometres.
It's not that we hate the metric signs, but we just want to keep those ones we're familiar with. Ultimately, this is a campaign more about the preservation of our culture and identity.
Bennett's largely won that battle, partly because of his campaign. Metric road signs never became mandatory in the UK. But the road sign warrior and the British government have their beady eyes on another vestige of EU membership. Most goods and services sold here must still use metric weights and measures, infringing, as he sees it, a fundamental right.
We'd like to be able to go into a shop and order our cheese and our fruit and our meat in ounces and have it weighed in ounces.
So what's the general feeling about this? I've come to a butcher's stall in a market in Shrewsbury to find out how much appetite is there for reverting to imperial. Butcher William Dodd.
I'm happy with how we do it now, you know, in kilos and everything else. When you've got 4 or 5 scales, then you've got to have them converted back. Maybe spend maybe £2,000 or £3,000 on scales.
Oh, right, so you'd rather stick with the metric system?
Financially wise for me, yes.
The main business organisations agree. They say giving more official prominence to imperial measures will create cost and confusion and push up prices. But Georgiana and Stephen Williams, who run this butcher's stall on the other side of the market, take the opposite view.
Personally, I think it's a good idea to go back to the pounds and ounces.
Why?
Because a lot of our customers still ask for stuff in pounds and ounces rather than grams.
You ask most people what something is, how tall they are. They don't say I'm 200 centimetres. Even youngsters say I'm 6 foot. It won't cause any confusion anyway, because most people haven't really changed.
Like customer Tom James, for example.
I'd rather have the pounds and ounces. We should have never changed in the first place.
But don't you think the metric system makes more sense? I mean, 16 ounces to the pound, 14 pounds to the stone... 8 stone to 100 weight, 20 100 weight to a tonne. It's a mess,
no,
isn't it?
No, not really, because I think it makes you use your brains.
Not, however, an argument that persuades another shopper here, Chris Williams, who isn't keen on the imperial system.
No, definitely not. It's too complicated.
And Bob Burns, who prefers the metric system for professional reasons.
I am an engineer. From an engineering point of view... It is metric, and it's got to be metric, and metric's correct, OK? The only thing I'm in favour of, really, in the imperial system is a pint of beer.
In fact, the EU allowed the UK, when it was a member, to use the imperial system for draft beer, milk in returnable containers, and road signs. And imperial equivalents could be displayed alongside the metric measurements. Today, many Brits use both systems, and at the same time. Supporters of the status quo say this preserves a key characteristic of British culture, muddle. In Shrewsbury, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.